A diverse group marching for freedom in Amsterdam. War veterans, extreme right activists, anti-vaxxers and other lockdown protesters.
I want to stand up for the future of my kids. That's important.
But there are many infections right now in the Netherlands.
Yeah, there are patients, but they're not dying.
What do you think of the fact that the extreme right parties are also participating in this march?
Yeah, let's say it's less than 5% of all the people here. And we can't do anything to that.
Farmers joined a rally showing the demonstration was not only about the lockdown.
Laten zien dat ook een heel deel van de boerenbevolking ook.
We want to show that farmers support other citizens to fight for a free country and for our freedom. For 2 years, we have also been under a lot of pressure from the government.
Last month, the Netherlands had the strictest lockdown measures in Europe due to a late rollout of the booster campaign and a high number of hospitalizations and deaths. Under mounting criticism, the government partially lifted those restrictions but kept the hospitality industry closed. In response, business owners opened their restaurants and cafes this weekend in protest.
For many here, it's clear the government should lift lockdown measures and open up society completely. Warnings that Omicron infections could soon paralyze parts of society are falling on deaf ears. Research has shown that distrust towards politicians and government institutions has never been this high.
Vrijheid, democratie.
Kinderen gaan kapot.
We are destroying the lives of our children. Families are being destroyed. The whole country is being destroyed and our businesses are being destroyed. This has to stop.
Everyone should be able to decide about their own lives and have faith that people can do this and make sure we stay connected to each other.
Compared to neighboring countries like Germany and Belgium, the Netherlands has not implemented a so-called 2G policy, where only those vaccinated or cured from COVID can access public places. With these protesters complaining about their lack of freedom, this measure is so far seen as politically unfeasible. Stap Vaassen, Al Jazeera, in Amsterdam.